Western Sydney Women's Oral History Project, From Farms to Freeways, Women's Memories of Western Sydney. This interview is taken with Mrs. Potter of Rooty Hill, and the date is the 13th of December 1991.
My name is Alice Potter, and I live at Kimberley, Beaconsfield Road, Rooty Hill. I was born on the 30th of September 1929 at Blacktown. I'm married. I'm Australian and I have two children.
Well, first of all, just some background questions. What sort of work did your father do?
He was a carpenter, bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm. And your mother, did she work?
No, she didn't. She was totally in the home.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any brothers or sisters?
No, an only child.
An only child, mm-hmm. Right. So when did you first live in the Blacktown area? You were born...
Well, I was born in Blacktown, mm-hmm. itself, yes.
In Blacktown,
at a little,
right.
private nursing, little private hospital that was there at the time.
Mm-hmm. And you lived with your parents in a home that they built, or...?
No, had been built by an elderly aunt before them. It had been there for, one of the earliest families actually in the district, an old weatherboard home. Very interesting to see it built, when it was pulled down though, to see how it had been built. Very old home,
right.
Been in the family for years.
And why was it pulled down?
Well, my mother and father sold it, built a new home, and it was sold to the Workers' Club, which is now
so that's
there. Yes.
On that corner,
yes,
where the Workers'
right
Club
on the corner. Mm.
So and that was pulled down when, about in the... The 50s
or 60s? In about the 70s. Look, I cannot remember. Isn't it strange? Mm. I cannot remember. It seems forever now.
Yeah.
I suppose it would have been about 20 years ago.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be the 70s. Mm. 70s.
So when you lived there, that was really right in the heart of Blacktown.
It was. It was.
What was it like when you were a child there?
Well, it was... the road we lived on, Flushcombe Road, came from the Western Highway right through down to the centre of Blacktown, Blacktown Station. And it was just, it was a tarred road, but it was dirt either side, rather a rough sort of road. And in this time I lived there, I saw it resurfaced. And from the town, virtually you could say, to where we lived, except for the council chambers and two churches, there were private homes. So you sort of knew everybody, mm-hmm. and then bit by bit they all went, the road was widened, and things changed drastically.
And did you had neighbours close by you, did
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Only on one side, because beside us there was a lane going down, which isn't there anymore, and we had people on the other side. Mm.
And so did you have open land fairly close to your home?
We had open land behind us, mm-hmm. Which my parents owned. And there was, between that and behind that, there was another open area. There was open area actually right around behind us, mm-hmm. completely behind us, which is all now built on. Mm-hmm. And my grandparents owned the ground where Blacktown Hospital is now built.
Oh, did they?
Yes. Yes.
What was their name?
Harvey.
Harvey.
Yes.
Mm. And so, how did you feel when all the land disappeared? And were you still living there at the time when it started to become built up?
Yes, we were. Mm-hmm. But I think being young, you don't notice it. Now,
no.
Thinking back, it must have been, because the same thing is happening to us here now.
In Rooty Hill.
Yes, and the age I am now, I don't like it. But when you're young, of course, you just take it as a matter of course.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm. And was the block your house was on, was that a very large block?
It was. It was a very, very wide and very deep block.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I suppose really now you'd call it about four or six blocks.
Building
you
blocks,
know, but it was
yeah.
only the one house on mm-hmm. at the time.
And did your father keep a garden, a vegetable garden?
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, mm-hmm. grew our own vegetables mm-hmm. at the back, yes.
And did you have chooks?
No, never had any chooks, no. Horrible old outside toilet.
Yeah.
Yes. And my mother cooked on a fuel stove at that stage.
Did she?
We had a beautiful old fuel stove, which she actually loved. She loved cooking on it. And then later on, of course, an electric stove was put in. But the old fuel stove was never taken out. It was left in, so the fuel stove was put in beside mm-hmm. it. The electric stove was put in beside it.
And did she use it again, or was it just there as a nostalgic piece?
No, occasionally it was used. It used to make the most beautiful rice puddings imaginable. Long, slow cooking, you know. And of course in winter, when it was used, made the house so lovely and warm as well, you see.
And what about other electrical appliances? Did your mother have a refrigerator?
Oh, yes, a refrigerator, mm-hmm. yes. But she used to wash in a copper, boil up the old copper, mm-hmm. and it was only in the later years she got a washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about vacuum cleaners and things like that?
Yes, had a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. Oh, yes, vacuum mm-hmm. cleaner, yes. Mm-hmm. But, of course, it was before the days of television and what have you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So... what did you go to school at the local
school? I went to Blacktown Public School, mm-hmm. which has been closed down now, which is disused. And then from there went to Parramatta High School.
Right. Did you walk to school when you went to Blacktown?
Oh yes, it was just down the road, mm-hmm. really.
And did your mother take you, or did you walk on your own?
No, went on my own. Mm-hmm. Went on my own. But, that was probably a bit stupid, but I remember... not long having gone to school, there was a message came to the class and I was supposed to go and see the headmistress. And I was only tiny, I can remember this as clear as day. And I panicked and ran home to Mum. I thought I was going to get into strife. And all it was in those days, at Christmas time, they arranged for little presents for the children, little presents. And all she wanted to know was what I wanted for Christmas.
Oh.
And Mum took me back. I was crying, the tears were streaming down, took me back by the hand, and the headmistress, why did you run away? trouble. Oh, that's just digressing. Yeah. That's a stupid thing that's stuck in my mind all these years.
Oh, well, you were close enough to run home.
Well, I was, yes.
And did your parents have a car, or did you use public transport?
No, we always had a car.
Mm-hmm.
Always had a car. Dad had a utility at one stage, and then he went to a big old American sort of car, and we always had a car to drive around in, yes.
And I suppose you would have needed it in this area, in the Blacktown area?
Well...
The bus services were...
Well, yes, never caught a bus, ever. Mm. You know, we always had our own transport.
Mm.
And further afield that you wanted to go, you just caught a train.
Mm. And did your mother shop locally?
Yes, always, always. Well, just we were so handy to the shops, mm-hmm. you could just walk down to the shops.
Yes. And did she have to go far to, did she ever have to shop in Parramatta or Sydney for...
Well, occasionally, yes, occasionally mm-hmm. for other things they did. Mm-hmm. And it was actually quite a thing to go into town for the day, you know.
Yeah, the big outing.
Yes, well it was, that's right. And of course the steam trains, we had steam trains then, mm-hmm. The line wasn't electrified. I just can't remember when it was I was still working in town when it was electrified. Yes, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that was to Penrith anyway, I presume.
Yes, that's right. Mm. That's right, yes.
And so what would your mother's daily routine have been when you were a child? She didn't work, but she was...
Well, I suppose... my grandparents, when my grandparents were alive, often she'd finish the work she had to do in the house, and while I was at school, she'd go down and see them, and that walked through the paddocks then, down the back way, through to see them.
Where were they, in Blacktown also?
Yes, mm-hmm. where the hospital now is.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
right.
But it was only just paddocks you had to walk through then mm-hmm. to go and see them, and... then I suppose come home and do just the ordinary chores and
mm-hmm.
that women did.
Was she active in any community groups or school?
With the church she was.
Mm-hmm.
She was church organist at Christchurch,
right.
which was just across the road from us.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Don and I were married, actually. We walked to our wedding. We only had to walk across the road. And she played the organ there for years and was very active and... not in Women's Guild or anything like that connected to the church, but just as a churchgoer mm-hmm. and as a church organist, mm-hmm. yes. And it was a home where a lot of people knew her and just dropped in on their way to and from the street
mm-hmm.
just for a chat. So there was sort of always, it was open house more or less, there was always someone dropping in or calling in to see her.
So there was a lot of visiting in those days?
Yes, much more so than now. Mm. That's right, people tend to keep to themselves now, don't they? Mm.
And did your mother sew? Or did she make
a great knitter, but she never sewed.
And did she make jams and that sort of thing?
Well, occasionally. I won't say she was a great preserve maker or bottle, putting fruit down in bottles and things like that, but a good basic cook and used to like cooking. But nothing else beside that, you know.
And as a child, what sort of things did you do for recreation in the school holidays and that sort of thing?
Well, I had a good circle of friends. Being an only child, I was actually very lucky. There were people living beside us who had children and... I used to go to church. I became a Sunday school teacher, and with my school friends, we used to go out a lot. But they were outings that the children these days don't seem to do. We'd go for long hikes. We'd catch the train, pack our bags, and go up the mountains. And we had one fellow who was a very keen bushwalker even in those days, and he had maps of all the trails in the mountains, and we'd go for miles. And nothing ever happened to us, you know. We never got lost, and we'd have barbecues and make a fire and cook our meal and come home totally exhausted. And then, like as not, we'd get bathed and changed and go down to the local picture show for the pictures at night. You know, simple things like that that the children don't seem to do anymore. You know, they're after more sophisticated enjoyment, aren't they? But they were great days. Or we'd get on bikes and go for bike rides. Mm-hmm. And just ordinary simple things like that, outdoorsy sort of things.
Yes. What about dances? Did you go to any local dances?
Well, no, I didn't, because being in a church group, the ministers we had at the time sort of frowned on dances.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the friends I were with, we didn't sort of... Our activities were sort of, at those days, were involved around the church.
Right.
Which were, I suppose, thinking back, were a little bit strict, really.
Mm-hmm.
But we were thoroughly enjoying ourselves.
So the church really provided social activities?
It did, for us. Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you think the church played quite a big role in...
It did.
...in the community in those
days? Yes, in those days it definitely did,
And the other churches as well, say like the Anglican?
Well, I would think so, because Robert Brown that we were mentioning a while ago, he belonged to the Presbyterian Church, and we had joint visits and joint outings. So I think it was a time when people are more church conscious than they are now.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And so, what sort of things did your parents do for recreation? Did they go to the pictures and?
Yes, occasionally. I won't say they were great picture goers. Dad, I don't think ever did, but my mother and grandmother and my mother's sister, they often went. We weren't a terribly social family. They didn't go dancing or anything like that. We occasionally go out to picnics and drives in the weekend, but they were sort of happy in their own surroundings, more or less.
So when did you actually leave? You left here after you were married, did you? Or did you move to...
We were married at Blacktown. I lived there till we were married.
Oh, right.
My husband came from Concord.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lived at home for 1 year.
What year were you married?
For 12 months. 54.
Right.
And we lived at home for 12 months. And then we bought this home here.
Mm-hmm.
And,
in Rooty Hill.
Yes, in Rooty Hill. And we've lived here except for... 3 years in between we moved to Melbourne, and then we came back here. We had this rented while we were away, and we've been here ever since.
Did you work after you left school?
Yes, I did. I worked in an insurance company in the city.
And so you travelled in
by train. First of all, the old steam trains, and then great excitement. We could catch the electric train in, which cut the time down a little bit, which is very good.
And did you mind having to travel so far?
Towards the end, got a little bit tedious. I worked for a year after I was married, and got a little bit tedious. It was very, very stuffy in the winter time, you know, and with weather it was rather inconvenient. You had to walk home, and but all in all, it wasn't too bad. You did it because, well, that's sort of what you had to do.
Yes.
You know.
Mm. So when you were married in 54, you moved here. What was it? Had you noticed much change in the Blacktown area before you moved here? From
when I was a child.
Yes.
Well, I suppose, yes, the new council chambers had been built. Some of the houses that were there when I was a child had gone. And the town was sort of gradually coming up, encroaching. The town itself was encroaching on the what were private homes. Yes, I suppose, and some of the shops had changed, had been pulled down and others built, and the old picture show that used to be there had gone. There used to be an old cinema. Well, that was burnt down. I remember seeing that burnt down. Those changes had happened. But over the last 20 years or so, that's when the rush has been, you know. But the change was starting then.
Yes. And did you feel any particular way about it, or did you just accept it as...
I think I just accepted
progress.
It. Yes, just accepted it. Yes. It's only in your later years, when you get to the age I am now, that you think, oh, goodness, you know, why has it got to happen?
Yes.
But it is. It's progress. It's got to happen.
So when you moved here, what was the landscape like here?
Oh, almost total desolation. Mother was horrified. The road, which you now see, is quite a tarred road, a very good road. When we moved here, was just a dirt track, and down the hill from our home, it sort of went into, there were trees growing in the middle, and it diverged either side of the trees, so it went into two tracks. And in wet weather, it was almost impassable. It was shocking. There were no houses around us except a big old home opposite, directly opposite, and one about a couple of hundred yards further along to the right on the opposite side of the road. So there was a house beside us on this side, sorry, yes. So we were the only four houses just here, and then there was just open paddock ground, trees. And I remember having my first child. I walked down, I didn't have a car at that stage. My husband had a car, but he took it to work. And I walked down to the train. I used to get the train to my mother's at Blacktown. I'd do my shopping there, and then my father would bring me home with the shopping, you see. And this day it had been raining, and I was very, very pregnant with Susan, and the ground was muddy. It was almost going over the top of my shoe, and I thought, why am I living in this place? What have I done? You know, oh, we must have been mad to move up here. Oh, dear, but times have changed now. That has got a bit better.
Yeah. And did you feel isolated at all?
For a while first, yes, we did. We did. And it was about the first couple of weeks we moved in here. We had a terrific storm. And because of all the trees around, we seemed to have lightning and thunder directly over our heads. And I remember one night, it was shocking. It really was. And I panicked, and I said, I don't want to live here anymore. I want to go back to Mum, being a young person.
Yes.
And but it was very, very isolated for a while.
And I suppose being on the hill in a storm, you'd feel as though you were pretty
close to it wasn't. It seemed
elements.
To be directly over our heads, you know. It was terrific here, very isolated. But the people who lived beside us in the house, over the years when the house was there, there were various people, but they were always rather nice. We got on with them very well. So you did have someone beside you.
Yes.
But all around us in the other directions there was nothing, you know.
And you had your family not too far away.
Well,
so
only at Blacktown,
yes.
That's right. It wasn't so bad.
So did you rely on your mother and your family for when you needed help with the children or if you were ill?
Well, I didn't rely on them. They just came, you know.
Yeah, they were
they came up here a lot, yes.
And,
yes, that was no problem.
And your mother too had had her family close by.
Yes,
so
well that's right. Yes, so
that extended
that's
family.
Right. That's it.
And did you find the other neighbours friendly?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So you
very
had a
nice.
Bit of a communal
well,
feeling.
Well, then I'd be, when the children went to school, I belonged to the Mother's Club,
mm-hmm.
and gradually got to know other people in the area.
Right.
That's right. But that didn't bring people close beside us. It was only over the years when the land was sold that all the growth has come around
right.
here.
Mm. And how do you feel about that?
I didn't like it at first, but it's proved to be quite acceptable because everyone seems to be nice people.
Mm.
No one worries anybody, you
mm.
know. And I think probably it's just helped the area a lot.
And you've still got a fairly large block.
Well, we have,
here.
But it's in the process of being sold.
Is it?
Not our house block, but the rest of the land's in the process of being sold. So we're accelerating this, you see. We're doing the
yes,
same thing ourselves.
Yes, someone will build on
yes,
that
Yes, that's right. That will be houses.
Mm.
Mm.
Closer neighbours.
Yes,
again.
That's
yeah.
right. But they won't be, we're keeping quite a bit of ground at the back, so they won't be right up close
mm-hmm.
to us.
Mm-hmm. So you shopped at Blacktown?
Yes, mainly. Mainly.
Were there any local shops around here?
Yes, there were. Very small grocery shops and a greengrocer. But anything sort of particularly you wanted, you'd go to the bigger
mm-hmm.
area of Blacktown.
Mm-hmm. What about for clothes and shoes and that sort of thing?
Oh, nothing here. No. You'd have to go to Blacktown for
and
that.
You could get them at
Blacktown. Or even at Blacktown in those days, possibly Parramatta.
Mm-hmm.
You would think of going to Parramatta.
Right. And
they had a very limited quantity of things there.
And did you ever have anything delivered to the house, or did you have
when we first moved here, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We did occasionally get some things from the little local shop, and then he would deliver them to the house, yes.
And in Blacktown?
No, we'd bring them home
right.
ourselves in the car. Mm-hmm.
And had your mother had deliveries from Blacktown to her
I
home?
Don't think so.
No, because
no,
she was so close.
Well, that's right, and she would... if the car wasn't available, she'd just carry a few things.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so handy, make a few trips if necessary. It didn't really matter.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so did you sew for your children? Or?
A very limited amount.
Yeah.
I'm a knitter too.
Like your
not
mother.
Not a sewer, mm-hmm. yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And were you a cook? Or are you a cook, I should
well,
say?
Well, I won't say I'm a mad keen cook,
mm-hmm.
but I'm an adequate cook, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally I like to burst out and do something different,
yeah.
but...
You don't spend a lot of time
No. My husband actually is a preserver in the family. He loves
really?
It. Because he's an industrial chemist and he likes to get his hands into things.
Ah,
and
yeah.
He makes jams and preserves.
Does he?
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And so when your children were small, did you have any help with that in the house or anything like
no,
that?
No.
You did everything
Cope
yourself?
Quite well.
Mm. And did you work after you were married?
Only 12 months.
Oh,
yes.
Not after you had your children.
No.
And so what would your daily routine have been when your children were small?
Well, just basic housework, I suppose. And when I was in the Mother's Club, occasionally there'd be a Mother's Club meeting
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And just, well, basic housework.
Yeah.
Washing,
mm-hmm.
ironing and
mm-hmm.
thinking about the evening meal and... waiting for them to come home from school
yeah.
and whatnot. Mm.
And for the health services in the area, when you had your children, were they born at the local hospital?
No, they weren't. They were born at Crown Street Hospital.
Were they?
Mm. I had Macquarie Street specialist, I went, obstetrician I went to, and had them both at Old Crown Street.
Mm. Mm. It was a long way to go from here?
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Mm. They've managed it quite well.
Mm. And did you plan to have two children or did that just work
yes,
out that way?
Yes, no, I planned
mm-hmm.
to have two because I was an only child.
Right.
And
what you'd like to have.
Yes,
two. And did they get on well after having
well,
two?
Well, they did, but there was a four-year gap and there was a bit of friction at odd times.
Yeah.
But they're marvellous friends at the moment.
Mm. And did your children go on to tertiary? Did they went to the local school too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to Rudy Hill High School.
Oh, right.
And the elder one went to university and became a high school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the younger one went right through and did became a veterinary nurse.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
The girls, the eldest, is she? Or the
One on the right is the eldest, and the one on the left is the younger one. Mm-hmm.
And
and actually, she is still teaching, the one on the right. She is still has a family, has a young one, mm-hmm. and she is still teaching. Mm-hmm. So a career woman.
So they went on to tertiary education,
yes,
both
yes.
of them?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
They're both teachers, are they? Or?
No. Jenny, the younger one, was a vet nurse.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, a vet nurse, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's only the two. Right.
And and I suppose, did they move out of the area when they were married?
Yes. One is in Canberra and one is in Kurrajong.
Well, she's not too far.
No, no, that's right. Mm.
And what about finances when... Did you manage the household finances or did your husband?
No, my husband did at first. It's only in latter years that I've sort of taken that over.
Right.
He had a lot of overseas trips and I had to. Mm.
Right. Mm. And what industry was there when you were growing up in Blacktown? Was there
Blacktown.
Much industry?
Well, there's a big, behind our house, further down the end of this lane I'm talking about that came beside the house, there was a big plasterworks, big fibrous plasterwork. And thinking back and the problems now with fibrous plaster, you know, I'm just wondering, you know, what happened as a result of that being there.
Yeah.
But there were poultry farms and market gardening around Blacktown.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a great lot of industry. It's really a poultry farming and
market
gardening area. Probably only later years.
Now
other
there's
things.
More industry.
Mm, more other ones coming.
What sort of industry is there now? It's not terribly heavy industry, is it?
No, it's not. It would be light industry, I suppose you'd call it. In the across from the other side of Blacktown, off Sunnyholt Road, that's become quite an industrial area, with smallish factories that have all sprung up over there. But there's no heavy industry, I wouldn't say.
And what about here in Rooty Hill? Is there much industry here now?
Well, BHP is. That's been a great bone of contention here, has put their factory over there, which is almost at the stage of being operational now.
Mm-hmm.
That's on the other side of the railway line in Rooty Hill. But that's about
so the
main thing, yes.
The people, the community
people were very
it.
Much against it, fought it, but... Couldn't do anything about it, no.
Yeah. They won.
Oh, that's right.
Industry.
Then you can't fight a big company like that, you know, you can try.
Yeah. And what was the main reason for them?
Well, I think noise, traffic, pollution.
Yes.
You know,
so people are becoming more aware now.
Yes, that's right, very much so.
The consequences.
But I think these companies have got to toe the line because rules are so strict. Nowadays, that I don't think it will be such a hazard as people thought it was going to be, but I think they had visions of seeing these big trucks laden with all this sort of junk on the roads, and the roads around here are terribly busy now.
Yes,
and I think they were thinking they were going to be more clogged with all this rattly trucks and whatnot, but it probably won't be.
And what about the banking, getting back to finance for a minute, did you bank locally? Did you have a bank at Rooty Hill?
No, in the early stages we didn't. And then the Commonwealth Bank came. And it was in a little building down at the end of the shopping centre. Well, now there's a big bank, they built a new one. I used to bank locally then when I came here. Other than that, I'd go to Blacktown.
Right. And did you use credit for your... shopping, or did you pay
in those days?
Cash?
Oh, never. Always paid cash.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what a lay-by was.
No, never.
Mm.
Waited till you had the money. And churches, you've mentioned those that they played a big role in your life growing up. And what about when you were after you were married? Did your children get the same benefit from church, social activity, and so forth?
No. I won't say they did, not up here. They went to Sunday school. There wasn't a church fellowship then, it was just a Sunday school. So that's wholly and solely the time they attended Sunday school.
Right.
And came to church with us occasionally. And I'm afraid over the years we've sort of waned a little bit. That's how times have changed, yes, as far as church going is concerned.
Mm. Generally, I think.
Yes, it is.
And when after the war, when the migrants moved, a lot of European migrants came to live out this way, did you notice them around this area very much? The people from, you know, displaced people?
Oh, well, quite a few Italians, mm-hmm, a lot of Italians in this area, mm-hmm, and a few German people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have German friends on the other side of the line now. But no, and it's only since these houses have come that we've noticed all the different nationalities that have come over the later years.
Right.
But quite a lot of Italians, mm-hmm, in the early stages here.
Right.
I think because of market gardening,
yes,
around the area.
There are a lot of market gardens.
Yes, European people.
Mm-hmm.
More teas too. And poultry farms in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Quite often, there's a big one on the other side. They were run by Maltese,
right,
people.
Mm. And did you have much to do with the European people in those
not
days?
Really, no, no. Not really, no, mm, no.
Did you go to the market gardens to buy vegetables? Or?
No, to the poultry farms to buy eggs.
Did you? Mm-hmm.
But not to actually to buy vegetables,
mm-hmm,
no, no.
And how did you feel about it when all the poultry farms started disappearing and the market gardens?
Oh,
and
well,
so
didn't really affect us at all. No, there's always been on the highway